My name is Priscilla Musa Erabish. I'm a member of parliament. I was one of those people who went to Kuwait. I know that if you are in a difficult system like the one that we have, where, you know, people are poor, and people, because when you talk to most of these girls, the reason why they're going is either to support their parents or to support their children with school fees. That's generally the reason that you hear. So I understand that most of young women could be thinking in terms of that. But the issue is to say to them, this is a modern kind of slavery. This is human trafficking. And it's important to safety check. Each time you are told there is a job, please check. Check with any of us as members of parliament, check with government departments. I understand some of them were actually being coached by the agents, because when this thing started, they would go to the airport and the airport staff would take them by the side and talk to them and tell them the problems that they are likely to face. But many of them would lie as they were talking to officials, because the agents had coached them into saying this is what you need to say. The point is that there would be no reason why people would be stopping you to go to a place where you can get work. That's not the reason why we are there. We are there to assist where you can properly get a job and treat it well. So please, before anybody gets you to go somewhere, check with people, check with organizations. There are many organizations, there are NGOs. Just go and find out what it means. They will do a check for you and will tell you what is wrong or what is right. I understand some of them have now shifted from moving from this airport. They are now going through South Africa. They are going through Botswana. So even when we create systems here that are supposed to get you information, they are finding other ways of doing it. So you think you are defeating a system, but you are defeating yourself, because at the end of the day, when these things happen and you are in another country, it makes it extremely difficult for any of us to get you. I was in Kuwait. I was talking to some of the girls on the phone. Their phones were being taken away from them. I didn't know what to do. I couldn't go and report to the police, because the laws are different. So please, please check before you go.